Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She asked to be put in the witness protection program. I said, no problem.
We got you. Kissmas Protection Program, entry number 5,100 million bajillion.
She said, call me Nicole.
All right.
Messaged us, am I the jerk, at 1037kissfm.com. She said, hi, guys. Call me Nicole, mostly for the sake of protecting my family's identity in this case. Here's my dilemma. I've lost a lot of weight over the course of a year, roughly 155 pounds.
Good for you.
I'm down to 120 now, weight-wise. Such a dilemma, right? I know. She's being sarcastic.
Right, right.
She said, I didn't try to lose, at least not faithfully. I've gone on small diets here and there, but the main factors that contributed were, one, I had a baby in 2021. Two, my last full-time job was a work-from-home job that I didn't move ever and caused me to gain. So then, at the beginning of 2022, I started a job that requires me to be much more physically active. Anywho, many have noticed. I've gotten a lot of nice compliments. Certain family members, in particular, have continuously made comments that, quite frankly, just make me uncomfortable. They will say things like, do you even eat?
Oh.
Or, are you okay? Are you eating at all?
Yeah.
She said it seems they think it's okay to comment or ask about somebody's eating habits when they've lost weight. But would they be doing this if I had gained weight? Would they ask me if I ever stop eating?
Right. Right.
Probably not. She said it works both ways, and I believe my reactions to their comments should be enough for them to realize that what they're saying is really inappropriate. On Thanksgiving, here I am piling food on my plate, which I did want to do, and still got asked after dinner by more than one person if I, quote, ate. She said, I'd like to add, I'm 5'4". I don't look underweight. This is not a case of body dysmorphia. Okay. And at this point, they make me feel as if they believe I'm either terminally ill, have a drug addiction, or an eating disorder.
I'm glad she gave us some metrics
there. Some background.
5'4", 120, give you a little bit of imagery of what she looks like, right? You can imagine.
She said, am I the jerk if I send out a group text asking them to stop making these comments and complimenting me? Or asking about my eating regimen. I've gotten mixed answers from close friends I have asked. Oh. Thank you so much. She said, obviously, don't post my pics, but I've included some for your reference. I did look at her pictures.
Yeah.
She looks absolutely healthy and fine.
Okay.
She does not, and granted, you can hide eating disorders just because you look one way, but I didn't see any cause for concern when she sent me her before and afters.
Is this the entry from where's like the pictures of her and her partner?
I don't remember, but
like a Thanksgiving?
No, she was alone in the pictures.
Okay, it might have been a different entry I'm thinking about then.
Yeah, she sent a picture at her job. So, there you go.
Oh, man.
So, the pictures are not important, though, because we have the metrics.
Right. We can think 5'4", 120. You see what that looks like. Mm-hmm. Lost like 155 pounds, she said? Something like that?
155. She said, love you guys. XOXO. Nicole.
Mm. Okay, Nicole.
So, Nicole lost about 150 pounds.
Yeah.
But people are now making comments about her eating, and she doesn't want the compliments or the comments.
That's
even
tough.
The compliments she doesn't want. She feels like it's inappropriate because, yeah, she's right. Nobody would look and go, do you ever stop eating?
Right.
Like they would when you go, do you eat? They don't do that.
Well, only the bold would go, do you never stop eating, do you? Right.
And those people are like 10 and 12. Those are my kids. Those are the ones who say things like that.
The no filter kids.
The no filter kids.
Okay. I mean, I guess, what do you think? I mean,
well,
I don't know.
I lost weight, so maybe I'm giving myself a little more power here to say what I think without feeling bad. I think she's allowed to tell them to stop. I think that it's her body, and I think that if they don't have awareness on how they're making someone feel, then she should say, yo, you guys are making comments. I'm healthy. I'm happy.
Yeah.
There's no issue. And every time you say these things, it makes me not want to be around you.
They're
and
hurtful.
I don't like the way you make me feel. So you're making, I'm in a good spot now and I'm healthy and all you're doing is giving me grief.
Right.
That would be exhausting.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And some of that's projection because some people wish they had lost weight.
Sure.
Or they're giving you crap about your body because
they're not happy with
theirs.
They're
not happy with theirs and it has nothing to do with you.
100%.
Period.
See, and what I got to thinking about was the fact that if it's coming from loved ones, people you're around, obviously you're spending time with, quality time with, if there's any concern, we know that just because you're healthy doesn't mean the next person is. Mm-hmm. And if they're asking out of concern, it's out of care. It's care and concern, and it's because they love you. Because sometimes there's these crazy weight losses that people go on drastic binges and lose weight unhealthily.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're doing something, aka possible addiction, that's making them lose weight. Mm-hmm. Or not taking care of themselves in the right way. There's some other mental instabilities going on, and then they're dropping weight. You know what I mean? Like, weight loss can go into so many different directions.
I don't think they're having the best intentions, because I agree with her that when they say things like, do you even eat? It's the same as they wouldn't say, why are you eating so much? Like, if they cared, they would do it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
If they were really worried about her health when she was 150 pounds bigger, they would have said something. See?
Oof.
That's where I would go in my mind. Yeah. Well, you didn't care when I was bigger.
I'm thinking about
but
it now.
But now
like,
you're worried about my health? Give me a break.
It can't be everybody saying food comments. Because food comments will make you food aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We're animalistic in tendencies.
Yeah.
Don't keep talking about me eating. You're going to see the beast.
Yeah.
What's up? You know what I mean? And I got my own thoughts about, I guess, making commentaries about people's imagery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily take compliments well either, so I understand wanting to not. Just don't say nothing to me. Just don't say nothing to me
at all.
Do
you know what's funny? I think some people think it's a compliment when you look at someone and go, do you ever eat? Are you
you're
eating?
So skinny.
Like, it's actually can be insulting.
Yeah.
I think that's because you would want somebody to say that to you. Again,
doesn't
projection.
Because
your own body issues.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean it makes other people feel good. It just like, you know, I don't know. It's like when the few people you've had will openly say, when you call me short, that hurts my feelings. Some dudes would say that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And good for them. I mean, being honest about it, but I'm still torn. I'm still torn because I feel like with family and people that you know and love, they're coming from a good place, even though I know that's not always
right. It's not true.
It's not always true.
No, it's not. 414-533-1037. Nicole lost 155 pounds. She's 5'4", 120. feels healthy, but they keep making comments and complimenting her as well. And she's saying, I'm going to start telling them to stop complimenting me. Am I the jerk? She doesn't want to hear it from
her. She doesn't want either.
She doesn't want compliments.
Compliment or concern. She's about to send out a group text.
Is she the jerk for bringing up the subject? I think it's bold.
Oof.
Go, girl. We'll take your calls next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I just want to state for the record, Jennifer in Cedarburg called and wanted to say the only one who gets to ask about what you're eating or your weight at anything holidays is grandma because she doesn't have a vindictive bone in her body. To which I say, you never met my grandma. All my sassiness comes from that side. My grandma's wild.
My abuelita was definitely judgmental. Very judgmental.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P. I love you, but dang.
R.I.P. as well.
But, dang.
But they weren't afraid to tell you what they thought.
And say it out loud.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's start with Danielle in Waterford this morning. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so Nicole wrote into the show. She lost 155 pounds, and now her family is constantly commenting and sometimes complimenting her, but also saying things like, do you even eat? To which she wants to tell them, stop complimenting me. Is she a jerk?
No, I don't think she's a jerk, and I think her family is being a jerk. They're being insensitive, and they don't know, like, what she could mentally be going through. I mean, she feels healthy, but I've been through, like, both ends of the spectrum. Like, I've struggled with my weight my whole life, and when I lost a ton of weight, I had people telling me, oh, you know, you're getting too thin, you know, do this.
But, like,
I have, you know, self-control issues, and so when they're telling her, are you even eating? And then it makes her self-conscious and want to put food on her plate, and that's going to start a whole cycle again.
Right. It's a vicious cycle at that.
I will say that self-control is a lot of our weight issues. She hit it right on the nail on the head with that.
It's 99.9% of mine.
And when I lost weight, that's one of the things that made me feel strong was the self-control, the discipline. You're like, wow, I'm proud of this. Mm-hmm. And then for people to come in and insult you, sucks.
That's tough.
Right? Because you're tough. Like, wow, I'm proud of what I accomplished. Are you eating?
Are you
what
eating?
The hell? Like, this is called self-control. This is a positive thing that I didn't have before. And now you're coming at me the other way.
I'm not going to win. Like, I'm not going to win.
I can't win. Yeah. So, okay. That's what she says, not the jerk.
Kicks it off.
And some good points. And you're not alone. Most of us have struggled with our weight.
I know that's right.
Screw the skinny people that are listening who never gained a pound.
I'm trying to drop 20 now. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm trying to drop 20 now.
Danielle, we appreciate
Thanks, girl.
I appreciate it. And congratulations, DZ. I've been on both ends of the spectrum with you, too. I have a preemie, and I had a normal one.
Ooh,
so
wepa.
I got you.
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate that.
You guys could have chats for real.
Right, I'm going to be asking questions.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Danielle.
All right, yep, happy holidays.
Bye, you too.
Allison is in Franklin this morning. Allison, what a fantastic name. Good morning.
Bias.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good.
Great. We want to know if Nicole is a jerk if she tells her family to stop complimenting her on her weight loss.
I'm going to say she's not a jerk, but I do want to say she should probably be careful with how she words it, because if people are thinking that they're complimenting her and they're really these backhanded compliments that are making her feel like she's doing something wrong, these are not compliments. But at the same time, if they are coming from a good place, like DZ was saying before, you might want to say, like, I appreciate the concern. I know you guys are looking out for me, but you need to stop. They're making me uncomfortable.
It's making it worse. I love that. I love that.
Right. And tiptoe around the, like, if you're generally worried about me, please know that I'm okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if she's doing it that way, then I think it's covering both ends of not being a jerk and saying, okay, you guys need to stop. But at the same time, she's, you know, it's making her uncomfortable, and she's not going to want to be around those people.
Samantha in Maguanago texted in and said, this is a classic case of creating a healthy boundary, not the jerk.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, Allison's on point, because if somebody does have genuine concern, there is such a different way than publicly or around family publicly coming at your neck. You could pull me aside and be like, baby, you good? Like, I just want to make sure, like, well, you know.
Seriously, and here's another.
That's a private text kind of thing, not a group chat type of thing.
Exactly.
That. That's what somebody else texted in. They said, not the jerk. If anybody really cared, they would speak to her in private.
Yep.
Like Allie said, they're talking smack, jealousy, et cetera. They're immature and insecure.
Boom.
Right. And they wouldn't be going after the food she's eating. They'd be saying something like, hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, I know this type of, this time of year can be hard for people, but if she's going about this the right way, then good for her.
Right.
She's doing something that a lot of people can't do. I haven't been able to do it myself. Allie, you were able to do it, which is fantastic, and you look phenomenal.
But hey, look how many years it took.
At you. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I was 40 before I got my weight under my control. Under control. Think about that. For 40 years, I went up and down, up and down. So even though I've now for 5-6 years got it under control, it took a long time.
I feel that.
Right. And so, for you to bust your butt and then have people come at you going, oh my gosh, are you even eating?
So annoying.
That's making you feel bad about such great progress, whether she was doing it on purpose or not.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey, boom. Allison, thanks for calling, girl.
Snaps for you,
Allison. Absolutely.
Snaps.
And DZ, congrats on having the baby. I have a 5-month-old at home.
Hey, baby gang. Thank you. I appreciate you,
baby
Allison.
Baby gang. I love it.
Have a good day.
You guys have a great day.
That's so cute. Now I'm picturing babies everywhere. I'm like, aw. I do want to read this text before we get to our last caller.
Yeah.
They said, I've been trying to gain weight my entire life. Because let's talk about the other side. Too.
Ooh, said, gain weight.
I got cancer in 2021. So far, cancer free. Good news.
Wepa.
But the comments about my weight and health are so annoying. Like, stop, for the love of God. Please stop reminding me about my struggles. Mm. I already bleep it now.
And it makes it worse. And then mentally, it makes it worse. And then you think about it all the time. And people don't know what that does internally.
And really, at the end of the day, most of the time, it's projection.
Say it again.
Projection. It's about you. You're commenting on other people's weight because of your issues.
Hey, back row. Did y'all hear that? Okay, just making sure.
It's you, not them. Maria's in Brookfield, last but not least. Now, Maria, everybody has said not the jerk. What do you think?
Is it a sweep?
I agree. It's a sweep, not the jerk at all.
Bam.
How come?
Yeah. I think if they are able to tell her, she should be able to tell them. It doesn't matter their intentions, you know. I think it doesn't matter if they're trying to be nice or not. The damage is still being done. So yeah. I would say something 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't feel bad about it. It's just like if you gain weight because you're pregnant and people are making all those comments like, you're sure there's not two in there? And that all just sits and resonates with you. And then comment after comment, it just builds up. And it just makes everything so uncomfortable. So I would say something 100%. And I wouldn't feel bad about it.
Boom. That's it. Let mic drop, Marty. Wow. Yeah, mic drop.
She said, not the jerk, and send the text and say it with your chest.
Send it to everybody.
Leave me alone.
She said, send it twice.
Thanks, Maria. Have a great day.
Bye, thanks.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Not the jerk, clean sweep. If she tells her family, stop complimenting me on my weight loss. I get it.
Broom City.
Leave me alone. I'm good.
I hear it.
They're not helping.
No.
So just let it be.
Right.
Leave it alone.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local pitch hit and run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.